Good evening, Florence. This is you know who. Your old pappy with a hoarse voice tonight. I don't know what has happened to my voice, but I came home about 6 o'clock and my language teacher was here, and I started to talk in Vietnamese, and pretty soon my voice halfway disappeared. It sounds rather hoarse and ineffective, unaffected, but it's just one of those things, I guess. It has to happen. Last night I did the same thing. I don't know what's wrong. It seems like I come home real tired and about six, and it happened last night too. I just took a couple of aspirin and went ahead, and I took a couple of aspirin tonight also. Well, it kills the pain and just makes it a little hoarse. Sounded like an old whiskey tenor, though. Well, how have you been? All right? I got a couple of rather short, rushy letters from you in the last couple of days. Everything seems to be going fine, but you apparently don't have enough time to sit down and write, except when you're rushing off to work or rushing off to bed or someplace. It gets a little bit trying when we get in these ruts to think of something new to write about. I, like you, I don't, everything is kind of repetitious here now. The days are flying along, one right after the other. Tomorrow's the 20th, and I can remember when a month or two ago, when I said, gee, I wonder what it's going to be like getting in the middle of this tour. But it's slipping by real fast, and won't be long before the time will be up, and I'll be heading back for the Ranchero. This brings to mind, I wrote a letter to Jim May, the fellow that I used to, that was here before, who's now up in Washington at the FSI. And I asked him to check on my request for Vietnamese language. He's coming out here in a couple of weeks for a 3-day visit with us. And it'll be interesting to see his reaction to what's going on now and what kind of progress is made from when he was here. I hope he can do me some good and find out some information about what's going on up there. I'd be real interested to know. I feel that there's a couple of things against my being selected. One is age. And I think that's principally the main one. Well, the other one, too, is my language ability. Geez, excuse my yawning. It's 8:45, and I'm really bushed. Today is pretty hot out here now. It's getting to be about 90 again. And days are real hot. Well, let's see, what's exciting? I went to Da Nang once, right after another 2 days. I got back last Saturday evening. I went up Saturday and I got back. And I paid Monday. And today is Wednesday. What did I do Tuesday? I paid some more Tuesday. And I just run around and rush around and try and get a lot of work done. I don't know. Don't seem to be doing too much, getting too much done. But I hope that what I do is beneficial to my organization. I'm real happy that Lou and Ruth are getting along and that works so well, and I'm kind of interested in hearing about their working on that exogeny. You really have to take it easy if you got a sore back, boy. You have to do some exercises where you don't use your back. Get that thing hooked in the door where you pull out on it, or use your head, or sit down on the floor where you roar, row, like you and I did. Then maybe it won't hurt your back, but those exercises will help lose back a lot. But that machine, I think Ruth gets to using that, you gals get to using that, it'll really make you toned up, your legs, and I think it's good for you. It's been good for me. So what's good for me is good for the world, I guess. I in a kind of a dither at the office. I got a in my personnel office. I got a secretary who got married a year ago or so. I think I've told you about it. And so Monday, she had a baby. Well, she couldn't come to work, so she had her baby. So I had a man and a woman I'd been kind of training in that job. And this morning I went in, and the woman and the man were both gone from work. Well, you don't know how lonesome it is when you think there's only one guy to do it, and that's you. So I hemmed and hawed and went and did something else. I didn't even attempt to do that personnel work. Well, a gal came in this afternoon, so I guess everything's going to be all right. Anyway, I'll make it all right. I seem to be having a jolly time trying to get my application in for my promotion. Damn it, I sent it up to Da Nang and I had the wrong signatures on it and they sent it back. And so now I had to get it signed again and then I'll send it in again. Well, I certainly hope it goes in, because if it'll take them 6 months to act on it, and by that time I'll be back home. But I just like to go through the motion. I hate to think that I've been out here without any promotion in a year and a half. I'm glad that I'm not too excitable about that. It made me discouraged enough that I wrote it off, that I would just get out of here when I was real discouraged. But it doesn't matter anymore. I think what I've seen out here and my age coming along on me, it just about tempered me down a little bit. There's still a a good many years of working in this kind of an area for a fellow like me. I mean, this is youth-giving work. This is the kind of work that makes you enjoy life. It's the kind of work that makes you go to bed at night thinking about the job and getting up in the morning and wanting to go tackle it again. There's always something exciting happening. And I wish I could put down adequately the kind of a fountain of youth it is for people like me. Everything else seems so unexciting and in the world. But here, suddenly I'm in the middle of it again. I know why Allie don't want to leave Washington, because there's nothing, there's no excitement anyplace. There's nothing big enough in the world that'll interest him except the kind of work that's on a national scale that he's doing, where what happens in some other part of the world affects your job and how you operate it. That's real excitement, I think. Well, I only wish that I could get it organized so that you and I could do these things together. And I feel that if they put me in the language school and give me about a year back there, that this thing out here will be in a suitable condition whereby we can come back out and do some good, some very good, for Uncle Sam to help these people. But we don't know what's going to happen, so we'll just look forward to the future with anticipation. We'll set our goals and we'll work toward them. And we'll try and be happy. I'm not very happy over my stock market investments. You know, and I bought some stock when I went home last time. I think it was in June, a year ago. That thing climbed right up till I got home Christmas. It climbed up to about 21 from 16. And that was about 5 points on the high side. Well, since Christmas, it's dropped back down to where it was at 16. And that's makes me feel bad. I was told by that broker there, he must be a pretty sharp